Saturday's vicious attack on a Romani family in Vítkov, North Moravia, remains at the centre of public and media attention. Although a racial motif has not been officially confirmed, Romanis in the region say they fear for their lives, and many have criticised the government for allegedly doing next to nothing to protect the country's minorities from growing extremism. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
2-year-old Natalka remains in critical condition in an Ostrava hospital, where her parents are also recovering from serious burns. Of the 8-member household, they alone failed to get out in time after attackers threw petrol bombs through the windows of their house in the middle of the night. Although their relatives tried to put the fire out, someone had shut off their water supply. The horror of this story has shocked the nation, and the emerging facts have increased suspicions of a racially motivated attack. Kumar Vishwanathan, a social worker active in the region, says the mood among the local Roma is a mixture of fear and anger.
I think people are very disturbed. People are extremely concerned about what is happening. There is a kind of feeling among the Roma community that they have no support here. There's no friendly face in the government, no friendly, kind and concerned attitude from the side of the government. That is a big problem. So people are very disturbed. People are thinking of different options. Some people are thinking of going away from this country. Somebody think of creating certain self-help vigilante groups to safeguard their children on the way to school. There are also some groups which are calling for tit for tat. You know, the response is very diverse, but people are extremely disturbed.
Many Roma families in town have not sent their children to school since the incident, and some are considering putting iron bars across their windows. Some Romani organizations are advising Roma people to sell their houses and flee the Czech Republic. Others are calling on the government to stand up to growing neo-Nazism and extremism, and are collecting signatures under a petition titled Enough. Never has pressure on the administration been so strong. This just days after Canada complained about the growing number of Romani asylum seekers from the Czech Republic, saying it was now taking in more refugees from the Czech Republic than from Iran or Afghanistan. The outgoing Czech government met on Monday to map out a possible course of action, with Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek saying he wanted a combination of repressive and preventative measures. The new strategy is to be unveiled in a fortnight's time, and while there is general approval for measures to fight extremism, there are many who remain sceptical regarding the chances of a significant improvement in the near future. Those packing their bags say they'll wait to see it from a distance.
Daniela Lazarova with that report. So what are the chances of the government